Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. Focusandfind.com.
Hey, welcome back to Insight on Business. We are grateful that you are listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Andy Leisure, and Andy is a guy that runs an organization called Entrepreneurs Organization. What's that all about? Where are those tentacles at? And more coming up right now. Andy, welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, sir.
Nice to meet you.
So, you know, we live in the world of entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are a special breed of people. As a matter of fact, I'll be headed to an entrepreneurial summit in just a couple of weeks. It's going to be in Iowa City, and it's called EntreFest. And there you meet all of these aspiring people, some who have just launched, others who are longer in the tooth. So tell us about Entrepreneurs Organization. What is it at its core?
Absolutely. Well, number one, I'm glad to be talking to you about it. EO Iowa, Entrepreneurs Organization, is a chapter of an international organization that was started several years ago. What it does is it's a peer learning network of entrepreneurs. And the way that that happens is by having some pretty firm characteristics of the people that are in the organization. So to become a member of Entrepreneurs Organization, and again, these are international rules, right, of which EO Iowa is one of the chapters, you need to be either a founder of your company or a controlling shareholder of your company. But the idea there is that you have a controlling operational role in your company. Company needs to be at least $1 million in revenue. And within the Iowa organization, we range anywhere from $1 million in revenue up to $100 million in revenue from our members. So we have a wide range of entrepreneurs in our group, but we then offer learning opportunities. We offer networking opportunities. And then at the core of it is a group called Forum. And Forum is like your small group that we ensure that there are no conflicts of interest between those entrepreneurs, so no chance that they would ever be competing against each other. But once that's established, then we sign confidentiality agreements, and then really it is an open book discussion. Wow. We talk about life, we talk about business, all the challenges that come about being an entrepreneur, having our personality that takes risks. It's funny how similar a lot of our life stories are.
Absolutely.
How we got to that point. And so it's just great to have that small group to discuss what's going on in your life and help tackle the challenges that confront us every day.
In a safe environment that Absolutely. Also, you know, you sign off on an NDA you know, you can talk about then anything. Mm-hmm. And so as you're visiting and leading and listening to these entrepreneurs, no matter where they happen to fall in that $1 million to $100 million dollar revenue stream, what are some of the common things, the common themes that run through each one of those folks?
That's a great question. And I've been involved with the organization for 4 years. When I came into it, my initial thinking was we would talk primarily about business. We would talk about the challenges of hiring people and making payroll and all the things that you think about when you think about a business networking organization. What I found was it's actually probably about 50-50. Half the time we talk about those types of topics that confront us every day during our regular work. But the other half of the time really is about how to be a better spouse, how to be a better parent, while also running your organization. And what we find is that entrepreneurship can sometimes be a lonely profession because you're always wearing some type of mask, whether it's a mask to be the face of your company and be the positive, upbeat leader, whether it's the mask when you come home of not showing what's going on at work. Those are the masks that we wear. And so by being able to have a group where we can take off those masks and be more vulnerable, it helps you become a better leader, a better spouse, a better parent.
And I imagine these individuals are learning from each other at the same time.
Absolutely. And that's at the heart of EO, is it is not something where the focus is bringing in a coach. The focus is actually peer learning. So we have presentations where we talk to our peers, and then it's a very important structure where advice is not being requested here. We're not looking for people to say, here's what you should do. What we do is we experience share. So as somebody presents on a challenge, whether it's in business or whether it's in life, the people will listen, your small group will listen to your presentation, they will reflect on it, and they will experience share something that your presentation reminded them of, and then how they tackled or overcame that challenge. And so what you're not getting is advice, but you're getting maybe 8 to 10 different stories that are similar, mm-hmm. and then some possible outcomes as to how those went.
When this is happening, when you're sitting in this, I would imagine, because I talk to business leaders all over the world, one of the things that we've come through is this pandemic. And you were with EO Iowa prior to the pandemic, just prior, mm-hmm. as a matter of fact,
correct.
4 years ago. How is that altered business and business development among some of the entrepreneurs that you're working with? How did that change the dynamic of business?
Yeah, that's a great question. The size that these businesses are generally means that they don't have the large exodus from the office place that the
sure.
larger companies do. We did see a lot of things during EO Iowa that were unique. Having these forum experiences online using Zoom, we did see some challenges in mm-hmm. that, because there's just something to be said about face-to-face interaction, being in the same room. I know a lot of us missed that. But there are some things, being an international organization, where there are learning opportunities and collaboration that can happen online. EO rolled out a lot of new programming that a guy, I'm sitting in on a talk that Richard Branson is giving for EO just in a few weeks. And so there were a lot of different opportunities that came about with the Zoom revolution that allowed people to learn more. There was the creation of what's called bridge forums. So there are people that live in Des Moines, but maybe they only live in Des Moines 6 months a year, or maybe they're traveling and they travel a lot for their job and they're not able to commit to a forum, a local forum, to meet in person. EO rolled out what are called bridge forums that allow people to join that are more mobile of a lifestyle.
Sure.
And so you may be in a forum with people from all over a region or a country, and you would meet mostly on Zoom, but then have 2 to 3 in-person experiences during the course of the year that would be more retreat style. And so those types of offerings that came out from the international organization, while people were getting used to Zoom, I think only made the organization that much stronger.
Absolutely. Yeah, a dark cloud was COVID-19, mm-hmm. but for those of us who are creators or in business, it also gave us the opportunity to redevelop some things that wasn't necessary before all of that. And many of those innovations are still with us today. And we've learned through that experience how to maximize that technology. And, you know, I know in our business, this opened up a whole new world for me. You and I are sitting together across from a table. But when COVID hit, I'm talking to my son going, what are we going to do? He goes, Zoom, Dad, Zoom. I go, what the hell are you talking about, Zoom? So anyway, that opened up a whole new world. And so we were able to have business conversations with people in Europe and in Asia, just Canada, everywhere. And it's been a real boost to what we do.
Absolutely. Before the pandemic, it was an awkward start to most types of video conferencing. It would take the first 10 minutes to get everybody to figure out how to unmute, and
yeah,
now it's old hat, and meetings start on time. They seem more efficient. There are some benefits that came out of people getting more used to video conferencing.
Right.
And so we see that, and we see the people that learned that in entrepreneurs organization take that back to their businesses and utilize that technology in their small businesses as well.
Andy Lager is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is with Entrepreneurs Organization, an international group. He He heads up the Iowa chapter. Let's talk about the obvious issue that has plagued not only Iowa, but many other places, and that's workforce development. What are you hearing? What are your entrepreneurs talking about? Are they successful in finding superior talent, or is that still an issue?
It's certainly still an issue. Yeah. The challenges not only of finding new people, but also retaining your current, because right. it's an employee's market out there. They are getting offers from other people for more money, and so you need to raise paychecks to be able to retain your good people, and so that is a challenge for all entrepreneurs, keeping the good people they have, and then also filling in the ranks when they need to.
You had the opportunity earlier today to listen to Tommy Breedlove, who we just interviewed just moments ago. And we were talking about the issue of workforce. And, you know, everybody wants to matter. Andy, you know how this is. I mean, the cashier at the grocery store, the person that serves water here at the hotel, everybody wants to matter. And sometimes we don't take it upon ourselves, even in entrepreneurial world, in that world, to really get to know the people that we work with and better understand them as a human being and what are their needs and desires. And one of the things that Tommy said, and I happen to agree, that if you really focus on not being reactive, but being proactive with your people and knowing what's going on in their lives, that retention soars. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. There's a word that I've learned in our organization. It's called intrapreneur. So where entrepreneur are the people that we think of that start the business and put the money down to take the big risk, an intrapreneur might be somebody that could develop that same type of skill set and attitude as an owner, but not having to put down the financial risk that an entrepreneur would. And so in Entrepreneurs Organization, we talk about what are those skill sets and how do you help instill those skill sets in your workforce that allows them to think more like an owner than somebody that,
right.
that maybe just goes to work to collect their paycheck. They're
right.
not thinking like an owner, and so they're less invested in their job. The more we can get our employees to invest in their job and feel like owners, the longer term and better employees they're going to be.
And I suspect that some of this may be out of left field for some of the entrepreneurs that are sitting around your table. They're going, wait a minute, yeah, I've got to do what? Is it sometimes difficult to wrap your head around the fact that you work for me, you do what I'm going to tell you to do, and you don't have any input in all of this? That's sometimes a very difficult hurdle to overcome for many people.
Absolutely. And that's what I so appreciated about Tommy's talk is people come first, right?
Yeah.
If you have a love for people, you're going to go a long way towards retaining those people. If you become an entrepreneur and own your own business just to be a dictator to people, you're not going to be able to retain your employees. You've got to show them the respect and the love that people need to feel good about what they do every day. And so that's, I think, why a lot of the talks end up being more about how are you as a person
yes.
in Entrepreneurs Organization than just about how are you going to make payroll or how are you doing your balance sheet, your financial statements. Those get technical, but we talk a lot about people skills
too. Absolutely. And because entrepreneurs are entrepreneurs and they're driven like crazy, I know because I as one, you know, I get it. And it can be hard on the family unit.
Yes.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into everything that entrepreneurs do. And when you're first starting out, you may not have. I mean, I love it when people say, oh, you own your own business. I say, yeah. How long? I say, I don't know, 2-3 decades. I wasn't able to graduate out of, you know, the corporate world until I was a little bit older. And they say, well, it must be wonderful. You get to write off everything. But there's a problem to that. You got to make the money and spend the money to be able to write it off.
Absolutely.
Lots of people don't really understand the business environment, do they?
They don't. The financial part, I think there's a lot of confusion when people talk about revenue versus profit.
Right.
There's a lot of confusion when we look at what the government incentives were during COVID. You know, that a lot of those government dollars kept businesses afloat that would otherwise be eliminated.
Absolutely.
And when people hear about those, they think about the owners being the beneficiaries. But the reason the government did that was for us to continue to maintain all our employees, even at a time when our revenue and our profits weren't where they needed to
right.
be. And so those were hugely beneficial to small business owners, entrepreneurs, to be able to keep going and have a functioning business once the COVID pandemic was behind us.
Last question for you, Andy. As we look forward, and there's a lot of uncertainties, you know, from the debt limit talks to recessionary talks, but the American consumer necessarily isn't buying into this, which is really a strange thing. And we don't do politics on the NewsHour. We stick strictly to business. But while some are pointing to all kinds of danger signals relative to an upcoming recession, and by the way, it's been pushed back. It was supposed to have been right now, and then it was going to be later in 2023, and now maybe in 2024, and you know, nobody knows. And so that's the bottom line. But are folks in EO Iowa and EO National, are they concerned? How concerned are they about a possible recession?
Absolutely. It's out there on the horizon.
Right.
We talk about it. Everybody's coming at it from their industry perspective. In my forum, we've got a home builder, and the home building has changed dramatically over the last couple of years, given the changes to the financial environment. But I cannot think of anybody that is saying, wow, nobody is buying.
Right.
People are still buying. It's hard to find employees. People were needing to pay our employees more. So from what it looks like from now, even if it is out in the future, it's not here yet. So that's a good thing for the people that own a business.
Yeah, it is a good thing, and it's a good thing for the employees of those businesses as well. My guest has been Andy Leisure, ladies and gentlemen, Entrepreneurs Organization. It is an international group, and I've really enjoyed this conversation because I knew nothing about you. And so when Tiffany said, hey, you got to talk to Andy, and surprised that this is an international organization. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of this on the radio blog, so you can get a chance to meet Andy virtually at least. I lied to you. I said, final question. I feel like Columbo sometimes, Andy. You know, I said, oh, wait a minute. I got one more question for you. How do people join EO?
Great question. So I mentioned the characteristics right. that you need to have. If you're interested and your business falls into those categories, we are a statewide organization, and so we have a website at eoiowa.org. We would love to hear from you. We would be happy to connect you so we can get you involved in our programming.
Lots of different things going on with EO Iowa and EO on an international level. Andy, thanks so very much for sitting down and having this discussion with me. I really do appreciate it. Thank you. Once again, that's the voice of Andy Leisure from Entrepreneurs Organization, an international group of high-income individuals in peer-to-peer counseling. And yes, we will have links to the Entrepreneurs Organization on the radio blog. And that is a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Andy, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.